Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Another catch up. What's this? Like number 100 and something?
Well, we're 6 months together. It's our 6 month anniversary. In 14 days, 2 weeks today.
So surely that's 100 shows down?
Yeah, at least. Sure.
Considering there are 365 days in the year, we've been doing it for 6 months.
Five days a week, not seven. Plus you had a holiday in the middle of there. We had a couple of days off as well.
Yeah, I reckon we reached 100.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, we're not good at maths, but surely. If someone's good at maths and they can work that out, that'd be great. Let us know.
Feels like 200, am I right?
Feels like 2,000.
Woo! 3 weeks to go and we're on holidays and so much of you for a few weeks, but I am going to miss you dearly.
I know.
Oh, we said we'd give a clue for Alpha Bucks, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
Sorry, if you are listening to this now, the clue for Alpha Bucks is going to be tomorrow's letter.
Yeah.
So get
researching. Write it down.
All right, here we go. This is the clue for Alpha Bucks.
Yep.
Your letter tomorrow, Wednesday, what's the date of tomorrow? Wednesday, the 5th of December. The letter's going to be B for bug.
Bug.
B.
Bugs Bunny.
Could be one of the questions.
Barracuda.
But that's all I can say. Bailey's. All your answers tomorrow have to start with the letter B. Get researching, guys. We want to give away $1,000.
Bog.
That's a rude word.
No, it's not. You could bog down in heaps of work.
You could.
Like we've been all year. That's why we need a holiday.
Or you could wrap this up because I need to go do
okay,
a bog.
None of that. Thanks, buddy. Let's
get my car bogged.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, bye. Enjoy the catch up. Good luck with Alpha Bucks tomorrow.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Ellie, you know how much I love my rugby league.
Yeah.
It's all happening in the off season. Footy fans, listen up. If you don't care, also listen up because this is a crazy story.
All right, I'm strapping myself in, buddy.
Actually, you know what? Wayne Bennett has been sacked by the Brisbane Broncos He's taken up a job with the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yep.
But how he was fired is unbelievable. Take a listen to this.
After 25 years and 6 premierships together, Bennett and the Broncos parted on bitter terms, with the club sacking him via voicemail following allegations Bennett had already been secretly working with Rabbitohs players.
Via voicemail. Jinx.
That is hectic.
He has been with the club for that long, done that much for the club.
Years.
It's turned very bitter, mind you, and I feel like neither party both on bad terms.
Yeah.
So he's almost to blame as much. But to find out over a voicemail rather than a face-to-face meeting, phone call, anything other than a face-to-face meeting, I find pretty disgusting.
Yeah. God, I would love to hear the voicemail though. Like, do you reckon it was a bit like up and about, had a bit of fun in his voice? Like, hey, Wayno, just letting you know, Solas, you're not going to be required next year. Or do you reckon it's more like, oi, Wayno, you're done, bro.
Yeah, Wayne, thanks for everything. See you, mate.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
I know. And a lot of people don't check their voicemails anymore as well. You know, like I rarely check my voicemail.
Imagine if he has one of those voicemails where it converts to text.
Yeah.
So he got a text message via voicemail.
Oh,
crazy.
Or one of the ones where it like reads it back to you and it's like, hello, Wayne, you are fired. Thank you for your service. Love, Siri.
Love Siri like a Siri voicemail.
Yeah.
That's not bad. And this is what I want to talk about this morning. We want to know, how did you find out you're sacked? The most ridiculous ways possible. Well, obviously, not your standard face-to-face meetings.
Yeah, that's boring. Who wants to get sacked like that?
My friend Hamish worked in like a marketing party hire company kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hated it. Let's be honest. He told me he used to work very lazy on the job.
Yeah.
Got the old text message.
Oh.
Thanks for your services. You are no longer required this weekend over text.
No. It's like being dumped over text. You just don't do it.
No.
You know?
13, 12, 16. If you have a story this morning of how you were sacked, we want to hear your story.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Taking your calls on how you were sacked after Brisbane Broncos coach Wayne Bennett found out this way.
After 25 years and 6 premierships together, Bennett and the Broncos parted on bitter terms, with the club sacking him via voicemail following allegations Bennett had already been secretly working with Rabbitohs players.
It's just not cricket. In fact, it's not cricket, it's rugby. Hey-o! See what I did there?
She's good. Voicemail. Can you beat that this morning?
Stacey from Negambie, you've given us a call on 13, 12, 16. How did you find out that you were sacked?
Through my best mate, actually. She told me about a brand new job that she had and she was super excited that she was going to come to work with me. But turns out it was my job that she got.
You're kidding me. No one contacted you, nothing?
No, I rocked up for work one day and my card didn't work to swipe me in, and she was working there the next day.
What do you mean? Did you get in touch with your employer and say, what is going on?
They just wouldn't answer my call. So,
what did you do?
Oh, no, you've done something wrong here.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God, there's so much scandal around this story. Like, maybe they thought that you were, like, kissing their husband or something, you know? Like, maybe there's something underlying reason.
Sure, you could sue them for something like that, though. Yeah. The unfair dismissal. Well,
I don't think they knew that me and my mate were friends. And so I've been trying to get her to do some digging. But, I mean, it's been a few weeks now and I still have no answers.
I was going to ask that next question. Did you lose a friend as well as the job? But obviously you're still in touch.
Yeah, nah, it's not her fault. She needs a job too.
Yeah, fair call. Oh, look at you, loyal friend. Well, you can come work for us if you want. We need someone to get us coffees every morning.
Oh, yes, we do.
Josiah drops ours, so that'd be great. Oh, thanks for your call, Stace.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Kim and Shep. Kim, have you found out you've been sacked in an unusual way?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was my son.
Yeah.
His boss rang me and asked me to let him know not to come into work.
You're kidding me, Kim.
So he technically asked me to fire myself.
No way.
What did you say back?
I was done. I really was.
So did you sack your son?
Yeah.
No. Oh. How did you break it to him?
Very gently.
Yeah.
Very gently.
So did you have a pre-existing relationship with the boss? Did the boss feel like, oh, you know, Kim's my friend, I can go to her, or... Didn't really. Oh, he didn't know the boss at all.
No.
Could he not get a hold of you, son? Why did he have to go through you?
He felt that it would come better from me.
Oh, that's such a cop out.
What a weak turd.
He was scared. Oh, you poor thing. How'd your son take it?
Yeah, a bit harder with his first job, so, yeah.
I thought he said it's his birthday. I was like, this story seems worse and worse.
Kim, did he give the boss a call after that? True. Or did he just be like, you know what, I'll just suck it up?
No, it took him a bit, but... back on track now.
Well, that's good. Hopefully he's got a better job now.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Let's go. Trending now at hits.com.au.
Let's take a look at what's trending around the globe and around the country and around the valleys that are Goulburn and Murray. it's all thanks to The Deck, everyone's favourite local. And hey, there's been a court case taking place in Adelaide. A woman sued her employer and she's lost because she said she was suing them over harassment and bullying in the workplace, saying that they all called her Kiwi, which was an act of discrimination.
Oh, come on.
Because she's a New Zealander. Now, the Australian Employment Tribunal has ruled that it's not discriminatory to call a New Zealander a Kiwi.
No way.
A widely accepted term.
So we're allowed to say Kiwi now?
Apparently.
Are we able to insinuate that they love sheep? Oh, we're not allowed to do that. No way, bro. Don't say that on the radio, eh?
Oh, God.
Don't say that we
Stop
love
it.
Sheep.
Yeah, you're going to get us into trouble for being discriminatory.
It's
I love
okay.
you, New Zealanders.
My roommate is a Kiwi, eh?
You should ask her.
She loves sheep as well.
Ask her if she gets offended if she gets called a Kiwi.
No worries. Choice A, bro.
I wouldn't get offended if someone called me a Skip.
Yeah, they say Skippy's a racist term. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone call an Aussie a Skippy.
Yeah.
And if they did call me that, I'd just be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like calling an Englishman a Pom or an American a Yank. Like, I think that's okay.
But even the term Wog these days is widely more acceptable.
Yeah. There
is, don't get me, there's a minute few that would get offended by that.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I feel like it's okay.
I suppose it's all about context, you know? If you're 100%. Saying it in a derogatory way, then you're out of line.
100%. Especially when you're talking to Kiwis, eh?
Stop it. You're the one being derogatory.
No way, bro.
Hey, for everything else that's trending now, hit.com.au is the place to go. Coming up very soon, I'm going to give you some tips from the rich about how they've stayed rich, and it's not what you'd expect.
Can I bring my chili bin, eh? No?
Get on my gendles and go get my willy bin. I'm New Zealand, so I actually love you. You've got a beautiful country. You're beautiful people.
Shout out to my roommate, Morgan, if she's listening, eh?
Here's Pink, Million Dreams.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
I want to, you know how there's like a running theme through our show about how we want to be richer because we get paid peanuts?
Yeah, we have a lot of people ask us about that, don't we?
Yeah, they think, oh, radio, you earn the big bucks. No, we don't.
And then the other question people say is, you and Ellie always talk about how you get paid really badly and you don't talk.
Yeah.
You're like, is that just because you guys are killing it?
Yeah.
No, we're just
like, I'll show you my bank account if you want to see it. Seriously.
We're just trying to get through our boss's head. That's it.
Exactly. Which is why I'm really happy that I've stumbled across this article this morning, because it's going to teach me how to be a rich girl.
Oh, what about me?
You can be a rich boy too if you like.
I mean, I've
got a
man.
There wasn't a rich boy song in here. There was a rude boy song. Don't we play that?
Yeah, go for that.
Okay. This article is titled The Strange Habits of Rich People. So I'm going to go through a bunch of rich people and tell you the weird things that they do that have assisted in making them rich.
Okay, let's do it. I've got my pen and paper out. Talk to Uncle Josiah.
All right, cool. Kicking it off with Thomas Edison. You know who he was?
Yeah, he was the light bulb dude.
Well done. I'm so impressed that you knew that.
Why are you so surprised? I'm smarter than I look.
I know. Good job. Yep, he invented the light bulb. He had a theory that he only wanted to hire people and surround himself with people who tested their theories before following through, right? So he refused to hire anyone who added salt to their soup without tasting the soup first.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? That's actually kind of like deep.
I was listening to a podcast about him the other day, actually.
Yeah?
He was also allegedly a coke addict.
Oh. We don't need to bring that up in the How to Be Rich segment. Don't do that, kids, if you want to be rich, by the way. It's not a good idea. All right. The Amazon CEO, he's worth $136 billion. So listen up.
Jeff Bezos.
You've got a copy of this article, don't you?
I promise you I haven't read it.
How did you know that?
Because I know who the CEO is. He used to be the richest dude in the world.
Oh, my God. All right, you're good. Okay, well, his is boring. He just ensures he gets 8 hours of sleep every night.
Oh, that would be the dream. Smart.
Smart.
I had this conversation with my girlfriend the other day, right?
Yep.
She's cramming for her uni assignments.
Yep.
And it was like 1 a.m, she had to be up at 5. I said, go to bed early. Mm-hmm. No matter what you learn between now and 1 a.m.
You're not going
to
do
it. It's not worth it. If you went to bed a few hours earlier, you're going to recollect that info more. I read it. And Jeff Bezos also agrees.
There you go. You and Jeff, why don't you have $136 billion?
I don't know. I'm sounding very rich right now.
So
though.
Weird. All right. Tiger Woods.
Oh.
You can't deny he was successful. He's
of course,
know,
what's
got
his
a checkered past.
Sleep with over 100 women. Is that his tip?
No. His is he insisted on wearing red shirts every time he played on a Sunday.
Yeah. Day 4 every tournament, he'd always wear a red shirt.
$900 million he's got. So take that.
Yeah. His red shirt is actually famous now. You can buy it. It's ridiculous. It's amazing. When he brings out the red shirt on day 4, you know he's in for some serious business.
I'm going to wear a red shirt every Sunday. Bill Gates used to deal with stress and high pressure by rocking in a rocking chair.
Wow. That's like me with our massage chair here.
I know. Well, kind of. I mean, again, where's your billions of dollars? Jonathan Franzen, an American author, writes blindfolded.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know. And how's this one? This is my favorite. Yoshiro Nakamatsu. You know who he is?
Yeah, he's Japanese. That's all I know.
True. He's the inventor of the floppy disk.
What's he up to now?
He reckons that the best ideas come when he's 0.5 seconds away from death. That's when he invented the floppy disk. So he goes diving when he needs to think hard.
Are you kidding me?
I am dead serious.
How do you know that you're half a second away from dying?
Because he's like about to pass out and then he's like, I'm diving, I'm seeing the fish. Floppy disk. And then he goes to the surface.
Wow, I think he is taking some drugs for that feeling.
Don't be rude. He's a rich girl, all right? He's just doing his thing in the big bad world. And then those dollar bills, y'all. So there you go. That's how we're going to be rich, Jay.
Well, maybe if you and I, we tried to go 0.5 a second away from death, this show might be a little bit better.
All right, come over here. I'll choke you, buddy.
Yes, thank you. Coming over now.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Right now, I want to talk about the emotional roller coaster that I went on last night. It's a big call. When you hear the story, you probably think, Ellie, it wasn't actually that much of
a Monday night emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. So remember I came into work yesterday and I was like, Josiah, I'm in shred mode this week. Summer's around the corner. In fact, summer's here. I need to start eating healthily. I've been eating poorly all month.
Ellie, you start every Monday by saying that.
Very true. But yesterday I was serious about it. So I get home from work and go to the gym, sweat it out at the gym, and then get home from the gym. And my housemate, Mia One's like, Ellie, what are we having for dinner? And I was like, I've just been to the shops. I've been and bought eggplant. I'm having turkey stuffed eggplant for dinner.
What's with you and turkey?
I just love turkey.
You are a turkey.
Tomorrow night, I'm having corn fritters.
Yum.
I bought like tuna and stuff. I'm going to get through the week and be shredding.
Shred mode.
Yeah, shred mode. She's like, oh, I've had a really long day. I don't have any food in the house. Let's get Nando's. And I was like, Mia, come on.
Yum.
And she guilted me into it so much that I was like, all right, fine, I'll come and get Nando's with you. And then I went through all the nutritional information of Nando's.
You can just get a salad at Nando's. Add some breast chicken, healthy as anything.
Yeah.
Or just get a burger and chips.
Well, I weighed it all up and I, compared calories and whatnot.
Oh, man.
I got a classic wrap and chips. But that's cool. Anyway, so I was feeling guilty. I was feeling down about it. But we get to Nando's and they said, have you got a Nando's VIP card or whatever. And I was like, do you know what? I think I do from like ages ago. So I hand it over and they go, hey, guess what? You've got 350 points or whatever on here, which means that your Nando's is bloody free.
Oh, stop it. Meant to be.
I was like, oh, my God. I've just gone from feeling so guilty, so mad about this whole situation. My arm was twisted. I didn't want it. But it turns out I get a free dinner. So Bob is my uncle.
There's a win.
There is
a win. I mean, you've put on 5 kilos, but my goodness, what a win.
I mean, I did eat every single one of my chips.
Yum.
No doubt about it.
Chips. My favourite food in the entire world.
Oh, it was delish. And like, I would have felt guilty about it, but instead the fact that it was free, I was like, this is a surprise win and I'm happy about it. So I want to talk about this morning on 13, 12, 16. Have you had a surprise win? You know, you just weren't expecting it. It came out of nowhere and you've ended up better off.
Tell me this. I got home. I don't live in an apartment now. I live in a house, but I was living in an apartment at the time.
Yeah.
I go into the, what's the common area there when you first walk in, the front
the
doors?
Lobby?
Yeah, the lobby.
Yep.
I was in the lobby, $50 sitting there. There's six units in our thing. And I thought, do I knock on every door?
Yep.
Or do I just pick it up? Because I could knock on a door and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's mine, when it couldn't be.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'll just take this as a win, put it in the pocket. Kept it. I'm calling it a win.
I would have left it.
What, for who?
In the lobby with a note on it being like, hey, if this is yours, Josiah found it, like, give me the praise.
Nah, because every single person in that thing would try claiming the $50. I thought it wasn't a $1,000 check. It's $50. Yeah. Kept it, called it a win.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what? I'll pay that surprise win. All right. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a surprise win lately? Maybe you found some money in your pocket. Maybe, I don't know, your boss gave you a bonus for no reason.
Maybe you're a parent and you got rid of the kids for a weekend.
Yeah, that's a win. We'll take that. 13, 12, 16.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Jane from Shep. Have you had one?
Yeah, when I was younger and I'd get my pocket money, I had nowhere to put it. So I'd just hide it in things. So I hid it in, like, pockets of my coats or in, like, little pockets in my bags. And years later when I was clearing out and I moved out of house, I found it all and it was like $700.
Oh, wow. There's a win.
That is a win. But then again, imagine if you put it in the bank, like interest on that, you could get like at least a grand.
Especially,
I know.
So what's that little Commonwealth bank? What do we used to have to put
little
our
piggy
money?
Piggy bank?
Yeah, no.
Like Dolomite.
Exactly, Dolomite. Yeah. See, Jane and I are on the same page.
I have no idea what that is. But that's cool. That's cool. I'm glad you guys have got a connection.
You Perth people are so weird.
What'd you spend your $700 on?
I don't even remember. It was probably just like food or something. I definitely didn't invest it in anything.
I feel you, sister. Good on you. That is a great surprise win. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
There's something you said on the show yesterday that's got me really, really concerned.
I am going to make a lot of enemies by saying this, but I'm not a fan of Christmas.
Do you stand by your word?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I just think there's too much effort that goes into Christmas. So many presents you got to buy, like food you got to cook, money you got to spend, wrapping paper, cards, jingles.
Guess what, Ellie?
Yeah, what?
I'm here to change that.
No.
Christmas is here, guys. It is December. We know how much I love Christmas. So, Ellie, I'm going to make it my mission between now and Christmas to make you get back on the Christmas bandwagon. I'm sick of people like you. We don't need this negativity in the world. We need Christmas to be what it's all about. Love. And that's about it.
Look, I'm not saying I'm unable to love because I don't like Christmas. I'm just saying that it's just an expensive way to end the year.
Nah. I mean, yes, it is. But you know what? Because it's Christmas, we need that Christmas cheer. So who cares if it's expensive? Who cares if...
You give me $1,000, like let me win Alpha Bucks or something and get $1,000 and then I'll be excited about Christmas.
Ellie,
but then I got to go and buy it all. So,
see what I'm saying? We're going to install that Christmas spirit back into you because you see the kids walking down the street with their smiles. You see the Christmas decorations. It's a good time of the year.
Yeah.
Let's get that culture back into society. So I've got some great ideas coming up.
Oh, God.
And I reckon before Christmas, I'm going to turn you around. I'm going to put that Christmas cheer back on your little dial there. So to kick things off.
Yeah.
I've done something.
What?
I've spoken to our bosses.
Oh, God.
Right? This is just, I'm just starting from the bottom. They're going to get bigger and bigger every day.
Am I going to have to wear like a Santa suit every day or something?
Possibly.
What's going on, mate? What's the deal?
That could be one of the ideas, possibly. But right now,
yeah,
to kick things off, to get you back into the Christmas mode, I've got something in the log that I need you to press play on right now.
Is it going to be a bloody Christmas carol? Because if it is, I'm done.
To kick things off in Christmas, to get the Goulburn Valley into the Christmas spirit, thank you to the bosses that allowed me to put this song on the radio.
No.
All I want from Christmas is you, Mariah Carey. This is Christmas summed up in a nutshell. Ellie. Oh,
I've actually got to go to the bathroom. We've got to duck out for a second.
You're staying in here. Keep those headphones on.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
How's this? There's a grandfather from London. Ayo.
Hello.
He's from England. He's been banned from the US. You know when you have your ESTA visa on, so when you enter the US, for anyone that hasn't been, you have to buy a visa to enter the US. It costs roughly $14. You do it on a website before you come. You can't go into the States until you've had it approved. It usually only takes a few hours.
Yeah.
It's called an ESTA.
Yep.
This grandfather's filled in his ESTA, and apparently, and I find this hard to believe, I haven't filled one in for about 5 years, so I can't remember what you do, but there's a question that says, are you a terrorist?
Yeah, there's a lot of those in there, actually. One of them's like, do you plan to cause harm to anyone while you're in the States? Like, it's just, like, of course.
Well, as if we're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, John Stevenson, he's 70 years old.
Jono.
Jono's ticked yes to being a terrorist.
Jono, is he a terrorist?
No, he's this old man who just lives his humble, quiet life over in the UK. He was just visiting friends and family, having the holiday of a lifetime. He'd spent £2,000 on this trip on flights and accommodation and unfortunately was rejected from the US.
Oh, Jono.
He was shaking as he was filling it in and he just rushed through and ticked boxes and thinks he may have accidentally ticked the terrorist one.
Like an old person shaking
a little bit, yeah, not like a disease, but enough to just have the shakes where he got a bit nervous, old Johnny boy. So, unfortunately, John is an alleged terrorist and cannot go into the US anymore.
John, well, do you know what, though? The people who wrote those forms, those ESTA forms, would be high-fiving like, yeah, we got one, boys. We got one, finally.
We prevented another attack. No, you didn't.
After all these years of people ticking, nah, I'm not a terrorist. We got one.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I'm in a hurry, Jay. I'm trying to get as many thought-provoking thoughts out this morning. Productive thoughts.
How productive are we on this Tuesday?
As productive as can be. Because we've got to get as much as we can done on Tuesdays. Because Mondays, we've got Monday-itis. Wednesday, it's hump day. You're halfway through the week. It's all downhill / uphill. We don't know which one it is from there. So really, Tuesday's the only day of the week to get anything done.
Downhill.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I don't know. Is it? Okay, no, we're not going to go over that again. Productive thought number two, because the first one was, of course, don't drop your coffee. It's a pretty simple one.
Already made that mistake today. Happy Tuesday, Josiah.
All right, how do we think about this one? Wear a baby carrier everywhere you go that has weights in it. That way, you're constantly toning up whilst just going about your everyday business.
Productive thought.
But don't you already have a heavy baby in it?
No, because you don't have a baby necessarily. If you've got a baby, great. You don't need to put the
You're just giving yourself
in.
A bad back for no reason.
No, you're toning yourself up.
Toning yourself up for what? For when you possibly have a baby?
Well, that way you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go to weights day at F45.
But I'm a guy, I'm not going to have a baby. What am I training for?
No, you're not training for... Josiah, you're missing the point. Do you want to be fit and healthy and toned?
I am fit and healthy and toned.
Then wear a baby carrier with weights in it.
No, I'll go to the gym and do squats.
But then you're wasting time. That's time you could be spending doing other things. Whereas if you're just doing your grocery shopping with your baby carrier and with your weights in it, you are the fittest man around.
Productive.
Oh, I may as well just go for a walk around the lake with bicep curls and just go as I go.
Well, go for it. Do it.
Do push-ups during the song.
Anytime you can do two things at once, you are being productive. That's what I'm getting across with this
Just
segment.
Like I say every week.
No, don't say it.
Weeing and brushing your teeth in the shower at the same time is the most productive thing you could ever do. Productive thoughts.
No, I'm not going to give you the sting. Okay, what about this one? Always wear a hat, then you never have to do your hair.
Productive thoughts.
That was me yesterday.
I know.
I'll give you that one.
Yes! I love it. I get such a sense of validation when you agree with my productive thoughts.
Because I rocked up to work wearing that hat yesterday because I didn't wet my hair and it was all fluffy because I'd washed it the day before.
Oh, that old chestnut.
The old life.
Go.
Day in the life of Josiah.
This next tip is one that I had an argument with my boyfriend about yesterday. Carry a satchel, men.
Satchel?
Yeah, or a bag, just some description. Because he is constantly losing his sunglasses. He forgets his snacks that I bought him. I bought him snacks the other day. so he could take them to work so he wouldn't get hangry and he'd have a better day. And he forgot his bloody snacks. And so I said, get a satchel.
Productive thought.
Well, that was a quiet one.
Yeah.
Satchels aren't the most fashionable things.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like your boyfriend is a fashion first kind of guy like myself. Hence why whenever we're out and I don't want to carry my keys, I give them either to you or my girlfriend.
Yes, carry a satchel. You wouldn't have that problem. A man bag.
But then I'm carrying a man bag.
Yes, and you look great. You're carrying your man bag, you're wearing your hat, and you're wearing your baby Bjorn with your weights in it. It does not get more fashion than that.
Productive thought.
You'd like this. When I went through a stage between, I reckon, 15 and 18 where I had a man bag. It was a proper lad bag. It was a Lacoste white with a navy blue strap. Bright white bag.
Hectic, bro.
It was hectic with a K on the end.
Yeah, no, that's not cool, bro.
Look good, bro.
No, you didn't.
I used to talk like this as well, man.
Okay. All right, let's wrap it up. You've ruined my segment with that stupid Lacoste story.
Just remember, if you're taking anything from this segment, wee and brush your teeth at the same time in the shower.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.